I know you had some place to be. I appreciate your time.
Yeah. Well, no, no, this is important.
Well, let's a couple more questions about T.C. Wallace. In that last meeting, in regards to what the future of Dwight Rich was going to be, a fellow board member asked for Mr. Wallace's resignation. What were your thoughts when you heard that? And that, can you understand how that can lead people to believe that, you know, there are some challenges with the board because you're there for one reason and all this other stuff comes out?
Well, you know, that was a board member shooting from the hip. I know that there was a lot of concern about how things were being perceived as far as the closing Dwight Rich administrator's contract. And that was a board member kind of shooting from the hip. And as you can see, there was not even a vote or support for that to take place, because no one just jumped up and said, "I second that," or anything of that nature. So, you know, it happens. You know, I've been at meetings. Like you mentioned, I've been on the Lansing City Council, and I've been on the board here for over 3 years. And sometimes, you know, board members should come up and they say things, and we either table it or we, you know, or it just doesn't have the support. You know, and that wasn't where we were going with that. We have bigger issues.
Is there more than one member of the board who want T.C. Wallace to step down from his job? Has or is the board considering dismissing Mr. Wallace?
Well, you know that has not been a specific discussion. We have at the issue of some decisions that he's made that he has received advice that are different from the advice that we've received. And so we've had to do some things to take a look at where we're headed as a board and where we're headed as where we want to head as a school district. One, I do agree with Dr. Wallace that we do have to deal with this $30 million deficit, and that's what's, I think, up front and foremost on our mind. And I think we as a district are working well together to deal with that. I think the urgency of the matter has definitely brought a lot of people together and understanding and focusing us on trying to make sure that we don't have an emergency financial manager come in and start running the district versus individuals like you mentioned, myself, who've been in the community my entire life, who really care about what goes on. And it's just not about business. It's also about trying to service the young people and the people of this community. And that's what we're, and I think you have board members, every one of our board members are in that boat. We want to do what's best for kids.
Well, the board has asked for a plan and other recommendations for trimming that $30 million that you mentioned. The district's budget is about $185 million. You're getting those details tonight from Mr. Wallace. What do you expect to see and hear?
Well, you know, I expect to see school closures. I expect to see positions being cut. You know, we expect those types of things. I mean, we're expecting some big-ticket items that you would not want to see, but you know that are necessary. And so, yes, the board, we're faced, and the district are faced with some tough decisions, and that's what I expect to see. You know, and everybody's going to say, not my school, so... but we understand that as board members that we're going to have to make those tough choices right now. And we've asked for those decisions. I put out a proposal myself that I submitted to the Finance Committee that these are the things that I would like, that I could vote for. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to be totally accepted by all board members or by the district, but these are the things that me as a board member that I could live with. I could live with the closure of a high school. I could live with the closure of a middle school. You know, I could live with those types of things. The reduction of a couple of administrators. I've made that a proposal. I could also live with, which I would not like to do, but I could. You know, and that is the maybe the elimination of busing and maybe contracting a part of that out. You know, that's it's a big ticket item because of the fact that we do have property that we house our buses on that I think could possibly sell for us. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we probably would not want to, consider, but we're going to have to do that in these up and coming weeks.
All right, last question for you, Mr. Ford. What do you think when you hear information that it costs $35,000 to house a prisoner here in the state of Michigan? They're getting it done for $10,000 less in Indiana. You see all these cuts mm-hmm. that are being made to education, yet we talk about how we want to improve improve our state, and we want to keep young people here, and we want to keep young, educated people here. What's it make you think? How do you feel when you see the state education funding getting cut?
Well, it's because it's the times. You know, at no time I would ever thought that we would balance the state budget by cutting, you know, school aid. I would never have, but, you know, we've lost GM, I mean, in this area. We've lost a lot of jobs and the way we, you know, way we make money. And so I just know that there's other legislators who are in the governors who are there. They're looking at their own issues. How do we balance our budget and not, you know, not really, you know, be too devastating to the state itself? And so they're leaving it up to people like myself who are on school boards to kind of figure it out. How do you continue to service and educate young people, but you just don't have the money that you used to have? And that's what we got to do. It's just a sign of the times.
All right. I currently don't live in the area, but I worked at Eastern High School for 5 years, Mr. Ford, so my soul has some Quaker blood in it, and I just hope for the best for the kids in this district.
Well, I want you to be clear that I know, even though I'm a Sexton graduate, I went to Pattengill, which was connected to Eastern. That's mm-hmm. where I graduated from junior high school at that time, and I know a lot of people. I have some connection to Eastern High School, connection to Sexton, so if we closed any school, either one of those schools, I would have some issue with it, but I know that I'm in a position that I've got to make that tough decision.
All right, thanks so much for your time. We learned a lot. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too. You take care.